This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 16th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers send budget plan to Newsom, piercing into grapevine disease and new Prop 12 battle brewing. Now here's an editor's note. Monday is a federal holiday for Juneteenth. Daybreak West will return on Tuesday. Lawmakers race to preserve endangered paychecks. The legislature sent Governor Newsom their spending plan yesterday, meaning a constitutional mandate to approve a budget or face delayed paychecks. According to Senate Budget Chair Nancy Skinner, the $311.7 billion plan is similar to Newsom's proposal. But the two branches strayed slightly on Democratic priorities, like public transit, prisons, and child care. Skinner and Assembly Budget Chair Phil Ting asserted the three parties are close to a deal. Newsom's controversial infrastructure package, which drew heavy scorn from lawmakers, remains in play, though two budget subcommittees have voted down the bills. The governor has until the end of June to sign a final budget deal, but a string of trailer bills will continue to flesh out the details through the end of the session. Study finds hope in combating Pierce's disease. California researchers have zeroed in on a set of plant genes that have shown resistance to a devastating grapevine disease. The discovery marks a significant breakthrough in decades-long battle with Pierce's disease. Breeders may be able to introduce the genes into wine and table grape varieties that to enhance their resistance to the bacterium responsible for spreading the disease. According to UC Davis professor Brandon Gott, lead author on the study, understanding the genetic basis of resistance and the influence of climate on disease prevalence is crucial for developing effective strategies to protect our crops and ensure food security. U.S. Ag bolstered by tentative West Coast labor deal. Dairy, meat, and produce and other ag producers that count on getting their commodities to Asia and beyond through West Coast ports are lauding a tentative labor agreement between Pacific Maritime Association and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. It's expected to produce a six-year labor contract. The agreement struck Wednesday night between PMA and ILWU must still be ratified, but praise is coming from the White House and ag groups for the deal that could bring an end to protracted and contentious negotiations that have erupted into work stoppages at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate committee paves quicker pathway for novel feed ingredients. A Senate committee advanced a reauthorization bill for animal drug user fees yesterday after adopting an amendment to speed reviews of feed ingredients that can address environmental concerns or make livestock production more efficient. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee voted 19-2 to approve the proposal offered by Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas to create a pathway at FDA to approve new feed additives that can reduce methane emissions, diminish pre-harvest food safety concerns, and improve animal well-being. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Measures lay out specialty crop farm bill priorities. Specialty crop producers are backing legislation to ease grower access to disaster relief and create a mechanization and automation program at the Agriculture Department. The Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance wants to see the two pieces of bipartisan legislation in the upcoming farm bill. The establishment of a specialty crop mechanization and automation research and development program within the USDA will provide critical support for our growers on how best to use technology to solve one of the most pressing needs of our industry. That the word of Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia. The disaster bill would lift an income eligibility limit for growers who get at least 75% of their earnings from farming. Republicans look to preempt Prop 12, state farm regs. Republicans are looking to stop California and other states from imposing regulations on agriculture that affect farms nationwide. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall and nine other GOP senators have introduced the Exposing Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, or EATS, which they say would likely be included, or at least they hope would be included, in the next farm bill. Now keep this in mind. Congress has long been reluctant to preempt state regulations. A notable exception was 2016. That's when Congress agreed to legislation that shut down what was a growing patchwork of state GMO labeling laws. The compromise legislation required disclosure of biotech food ingredients, but it allowed companies to do so electronically. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the Supreme Court's majority opinion that upheld California's Proposition 12 essentially left it to Congress to decide whether states should be allowed to impose regulations that affect farming practices outside their borders. Speaking on this week's edition of AgriPulse Newsmakers, Grassley acknowledged the EATS Act does face opposition from animal welfare advocates. Grassley said, quote, I think they have a lot of support in the Democratic Party. But I would think that this is so important to Midwestern agriculture, and even Southern agriculture, that we don't want to encourage 49 other states to do what California did and set up all these barriers to trade. By the way, Kitty Block, president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, calls the EATS Act a, quote, shocking threat to animals, consumers, workers, the environment, and states' rights. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. You can read our report on how the pork industry is handling the California market on our site, www.agripulse.com. Single senator holding up USDA nominee. Xochitl Torres-Small continues to wait for a final Senate vote on her nomination to be Deputy Agriculture Secretary. The top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, says one senator, whom he didn't identify, still has a hold on the nomination. Bozeman said the hold is unrelated to the job performance of Torres-Small, who's currently USDA's Undersecretary for Rural Development. Finally, here's today's He Said It. We need to make sure that these family operations stay viable through hard times. That's Republican Representative John Duarte of Modesto in an interview with AgriPulse for Meet the Lawmaker. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 16th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.